This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. This is Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio. I am here tonight with a great show. You can't blame everything on ADHD, and our virtual studios is the Tom Nordone. Tonight is May the 14th in the year 2014 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I really want to get to the meat of the shows because I think we're going to have a really, really good show and really fun in a topic that I just kind of stumbled across by accident by running across one of Tom's blogs. But before we get into it, I got a fair number of announcements tonight. First, actually, I'm getting interviewed next Wednesday by the crowd at Impact ADHD at on a webinar. The topic is ADHD logistics, and I'm really pretty excited to talk about ADHD, or really just logistics. It really kind of stuff will work for anybody, ADHD or not. And I've got some fun little tips and probably some neat little insights. If you're interested, go to impactadhd.com. We'd certainly love to have you. Also, they got me actually blogging. I don't write, but somehow they got me to write a blog over there. And I actually have a cool little thing about experience I had with my son and my notion that when he hit puberty, he was intoxicated and under the influence, and when I was screaming at him, it was like talking to a drunk. Anyway, there's some insights in there. You have to go check it out to really kind of get the meat of it, so that's there. Also, the Chad is having an ADHD walk. It's Sunday, May the 18th at Bluemont Park. That's just in the Arlington, Virginia area. If you're interested in that, go check that out at chadd.org. Let's see. Also, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association Conference is in July. I know I'm going to be there. I've been trying to talk Tom into going, so who knows, he actually might be there. For more information on that, go to add.org. Also, the CHAD annual conferences are going to be in Chicago in November, and it's not too early. Start checking that out at chadd.org. One other new announcement, and I'm going to get more into the details of this, is Dr. Russell Barclay had sent me an email, some other stuff, is there's a new site called ADHDfund.com, and they're trying to raise money. They call it crowdsourcing. And the idea here is to go and try to raise money for research that is being provided not by anybody desiring the research. Usually when you go out there and you want research, you're trying to find somebody to do it, and there's always issues and concerns with conflict of interest and all that stuff and who's funding it. And the idea here is to raise money for research projects that are really just really make a lot of sense. And I'm going to learn about, a little bit more about it, and we'll inform you more about it, but just I just want to kind of start getting out there because I think it's kind of pretty exciting. So I think that's all the announcements. Again, tonight, you can't blame everyone on ADHD, and Tom Nordone is our guest. He's a writer and internet publisher. He guarantees he's more interesting than your current most boring junk mail, which I can definitely attest to. He writes what he thinks, but he only publishes nothing unless there's a humorous angle, and I think that what's really cool about Tom, and I want to kind of hopefully pull this out, is he's just got an interesting angle. He looks at ADHD in a certain way that is a different perspective, and I really want to use it as a tool tonight, particularly with the blog he's talking about, because my job is to make you think and make you pay attention to what you're paying attention to, and I really think that our show tonight will actually kind of get you maybe to think of things a little bit differently, and you might find some new solutions. So one thing that I do know about Tom, he's got a unique perspective on things of the earth, And his outlet is his blogs, and he's got two different locations. One at Tom Nardone, that's NARDONE.net, and ADHDpeople.net. And what's that? Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
You know, Tom, you're a pretty passionate guy. Would you say that? Would you agree with me?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I'd say so.
Sometimes that passion comes through in an intense manner. Would you agree?
Yeah, it does. It's not anger ever really. It's just, it's passionate. I mean, I'm pretty opinionated about a lot of things, but it used to be a lot worse. But I've actually become a little more tolerant. Not that you'd really know it though.
Well, here's what one of the things that I've noticed out there, like in social media, is you speak your opinion. You seem to be open. I mean, you've got some issues and stuff like that, but what I like about it is you throw your opinion out there that might be, strong in some points, but what I found is you actually kind of get people to think. That's my perspective. Do you see that at all, or is that something,
It's like demonstrating absurdity with absurdity.
I like that. Absurdity with absurdity.
I forgot. I heard that years ago from somebody, and I just liked it. But, just different things like, bankruptcy as a way to solve your financial problems and stuff like that. Obviously, it's not that. It wasn't really the point of the article, but it seems like that until the end. Different things like that. Sometimes I just kind of start the article off as a where it's going somewhere, but then I just sort of bring it back around to where it actually makes sense at the end of it. So it's like I might sound like a lunatic at first, but it's like, oh, well, there it is.
And so, Tom, at the beginning of the show, we're a show we like to pay attention to attention, and so you're starting off in a certain way, but you bring it around back to a point, which to me is all about attention, which I want to have you on. It's kind of funny. I've interviewed Rick Green a couple times, particularly on humor, and to me it's kind of funny because jokes mostly start out paying attention to something one way, and then they take a turn, and they end up paying attention to it differently, which is the kind of the joke and the aha, the kind of funny part. And, in the blog that I really kind of wanted to highlight tonight, I think that's kind of what you do. And you're trying – it says ADHD people, sometimes it's not their fault. At a high level, I think stuff happens in our life, and all too often those with ADD catastrophize. In other words, if anything goes wrong, it must be a result of their ADD. And I think that at least for me when I read it, your point of this blog is that's not the case. You want to speak to that a second?
Yeah. And a lot of this is, what really got me thinking about it was, I had a lot more problems with my ADHD when I was with my ex-wife. And, anytime there was an argument or a fight or anything like that, it was my fault, because, part of being ADHD is being irritable. And it's, not having an interest in what she might be wanting to talk about, like right now, because I'm doing this or whatever. And granted, many times it was my fault, and I'll be the first one to admit it. But it just became, I guess, she just became so accustomed to me realizing, I'm aware of what I'm saying, and I come out and say, okay, wait. I'm irritable. I'm sorry. There was no reason. Okay. So she's just gotten, in the habit of being right all the time. But see, then what happens is it gets to where she's used to being right. So when she might be wrong, it's just so easy to just put it off on my ADHD. When the truth is that anyone, ADHD or not, would not want to sit here and listen to her ramble on about it, everything she did at work that day, because it's so boring that I just can't even see straight when I start hearing about it. I just keep waiting for the end. I wonder how this story ends so we can just hurry up and just get there.
Yep.
So then
yep.
It can be over.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sometimes, ADHD or not, you're not gonna be able to handle it very well. It's not something that's going to necessarily end well. It's just going to – you're not into it. And mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it was. It's not what you were you know, ready to hear at that time.
Well, you know, the, one of the things that I've learned, Tom, in coaching people, those with ADHD, is people come to me all the time and they talk about the symptoms, and I go, listen, you know, ADHD is on, it's a continuum. You know, everybody procrastinates. It's just, at what point in time do you cross this line, if you will, where you have ADHD? Or, you know, everybody gets bored and is not paying attention to a conversation, and everybody gets irritable at different times, different lines. So it's really kind of a continuum. Just when you kind of cross over this point is like, well, okay, I got ADHD, and you know, maybe I can get a diagnosis and maybe medications will help. But what I really like about your article is it's not, you don't always cross that line. Everybody, like sometimes you go home and it's, you know, it's just a boring conversation, and anybody would have a hard time following at least your ex-wife in this particular situation. So it's not always the ADHD. And is, I think what I heard you saying is that when you would admit, hey, listen, you know, I'm sorry, I'm irritable, kind of whatever, it's okay. But as that kind of goes on, it ends up getting catastrophized, so it all ends up your fault, even though sometimes anybody would react that way.
Right. You know, I have an example with Yvonne that I'll give you. This was years ago, but you know, I got up early one morning and I was just downstairs on my laptop, and I don't know, I wasn't even blogging at the time, so I don't know what nonsense I was doing. But you know, she got up, good morning, she got her coffee and everything, and then she says, "Tom, are you upset about something?" And I said, "Oh no, not at all." And again, about 5 minutes later, I said, "Tom, are you sure you're not upset about something?" "No, I'm really." I mean, this went on. I mean, like 5 or 6 times, and I finally said, "Listen, Yvonne, here's the thing, okay? I got up, I got some coffee, I'm on the laptop. I'm good. There's no problem. There's really no need to analyze this any further. I'm not in a bad mood, but I'm getting there. You know, I'm getting there, and so let's just drop it. What do you want? Is there something you want to talk about?" "Oh, I know." I said, "I know what the problem is. Why is that TV turned off?" You know, and she turns the TV on, and I figure it's over. And about 20 minutes later, she goes, "Tom, I'm sorry, but I just really think there's something wrong with you." And I just slammed down my laptop. I threw it in this little basket that's by my chair and said, "Well, you know what? Now I am upset. You finally said, have it your way." And I just stormed up the steps, shut my door, and went to sleep. Now, now I went, maybe that part wasn't the end of it, but you know, it's like, hey, I was in a great mood. You know, no one wants to sit there and answer the same question, you know, 12 times in the span of an hour. It's just, it's ridiculous. So, you know, perhaps the way I handle it, little ADD, but I don't know. You know, maybe not. I imagine there's lots of people who aren't, who would have reacted the same way.
Well, one of the things that I've learned in interview exercises, I so look at ADD as a self-regulation issue, not a deficit of attention. And if you look at it as a self-regulation issue, then you have to regulate your attention, you have to regulate your emotions. And sometimes that match can fire it and it can kind of burn kind of bright. And sometimes it's ADD, but sometimes it's not. And Tom, I need to run to a break, but when we come back, you tell a story in one of your blogs about a man who comes home after a long day's work and kind of goes through a series of stuff. And when you come back, I'd like to talk to you about that story a little bit, because I think it's a great illustration of, is it ADD or is it not ADD? Before we go to break, Tom, your blogs, the websites, can you share it with the audience?
Oh, sure. It's just ADHDpeople.net. and just TomNardone.net, and both sites have a link to the other one.
And how often do you post to each one of them?
Oh, it ends up being probably 6 or 7 times a month. It's just whenever I get inspired.
Depends on the mood. Depends on what works well.
If I have something to say, I say it. If I have nothing to say, I say that. I mean,
works.
Really, I don't have a system where I blog every so many days. It's just, you know, or blog. I know Google likes it if you blog every day in your site, but you know, I don't like to churn out just a bunch of material just to satisfy a metric on Google.
Comes,
it's just if
it
I have something
to
say
when
it's
comes
interesting.
To you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the boss. You know, my
there
blog does not run me; I run it.
Awesome. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio. We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at AttentionTalkNetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today. The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Tom Nordone, and we're talking about sometimes things in life are not... not a result of your ADHD, and almost anybody would react to them, but generically people would react to them the same way. And Tom, before the break, I was alluding to a scenario that you had kind of wrote out in your blog, and can you just describe this a little bit, just kind of walk through so our listeners can get a picture of this, what is in our mind, and then I want to talk about is it ADD or is it ADHD? So can you just walk us through it?
Yeah. It wasn't a real scenario. It's just one I thought up. Normal guy, not ADHD. He's at his job, and he's a plumber, and it was over in the wintertime, there's a lot of people with busted pipes, so he's not really getting any days off. And he's working 60-70 hours a week, and finally after like 3 weeks, he finally does get a day off, and he's driving home, he's looking forward to it, and he gets home, and he's just sitting down to eat his dinner, but I think his idiot son was in the kitchen playing around with the water faucet or whatever he's doing, and he loses his balance, and he grabs onto the faucet and rips it out of the thing, and water starts spraying everywhere before he even gets the first bite in. Calmly gets up, gets the water shut off, they go to Home Depot, they get all the stuff they need, blah, blah, blah. They come back, and he finally gets, he's trying to get it fixed, and his wife starts bugging him about the lawn or the bills or something, and then he politely says, look, I'm just trying to deal with one problem at a time here, could you please, and then she gets angry and just walks off, and he's still, working on the faucet while his dinner's getting cold still, and she comes back in and asks him another question, and then the guy just loses it. And he want to get into the details of it on your show here because it's a family show. But he is pretty clear to everybody in the house about what the new house rule is and how things are going to be from now on. The question I posed at the end is, was he ADHD or not? Is this behavior indicative of ADHD? Well, I don't know that you can necessarily say one way or the other. I think anybody would act that way,
and this is the key point that I wanted you to have on the show is that what you described, after a long hard week, there's a lot going on, pipes are busting, you come home, you need to relax for a couple seconds, and then all of a sudden there's this thing that kind of goes awry, and you're in the middle of it, and people are coming at you left and right, and you'll react. you know, when everybody's coming at you wanting a piece of you, or there's this, and I think it's normal for kind of people to react. So the question really is it ADD or is it not ADHD? And I think so many times those with ADD, like earlier before the break you were talking about your wife, you know, you'd say, well, this might be an ADD moment. In a situation like this, if you disclose that you have ADHD, everybody would assume that you're flying off the handle because of it. But what you described to me, Tom, is I think that's a regular occurrence, and it's not ADHD. Yet so many of those with ADHD in this situation would begin to believe it's actually that, which leads to negative self-esteem and stereotyping, and it takes them into the downward spiral. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, people who are, you know, depressed are often sad. It doesn't mean every single person who gets sad has depression. You know, it's people who, you know, people who are bipolar will be just happy 1 minute, and then something sets them off, and they're just completely, you know, angry on an equal level. Where just because a person do that doesn't mean you say, oh, yeah, that guy's bipolar. It doesn't.
Yep.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work in reverse. You know.
Yep.
It's. You know, people with ADHD, you know, don't have one symptom. It's a bunch of things, and they're all the time. You know, and they're the things that they have a difficult time controlling. You know, and it's not a result of their behavior. Their behavior is a result of it.
So, turning to your personal experience, could you recount a little bit of your experience with your prior wife? Day to day now, I feel like that you've got some confidence. You can discern, okay, wait a second. Well, maybe my ADD is showing up in this situation, and sometimes it's not. Cognitively, do you see that? And what kind of goes on in your mind? Do you sit there and kind of calm down and go, oh, all right, well, maybe that is. But on the other side of it, when you don't think it is, and it's just normal behavior, what goes on in your mind?
You know, I guess I didn't really used to examine myself very often, even when I was on when I'd gotten on medication and things got better, I just said, okay, so things are better now, and I just sort of moved on now. You know, years later when I got involved in my blog and, you know, I wrote that one article about ADD and it did well, so that's, of course, the reason I do that now. I mean, I write about tons of other stuff, but just not just ADD. So, you know, being involved in different Facebook groups, you know, and being exposed to people talking about their ADD, you know, and it does, I guess I do examine myself a little bit here and there, but, you know, as far as, I mean, there's two camps, I guess, and there's the, you know, it's a gift camp, and then there's the, it's a disorder camp, and I think they're both, you know, right, and they're both wrong. I mean, it just depends on your circumstance. I mean, if you have a job that you're established in, and, you know, you're income is such that you're not worried every single day, and you know, you're not, you know, then, you know, maybe your ADD is not such a big problem. I mean, you've figured out ways to, at your job to you know, keep yourself from getting terminated. I mean, if you've been there for a long period of time. But you know, then again, you know, the guy who just got fired and they have tons of bills and no money, and he's got kids to feed. You know, ADD is not really a gift for that guy, because. You know, it's very difficult, even under that circumstance, for him to be motivated to, I mean, he knows he has to do it. But to get, to be, you know, people think, well, you know, hey, the kids and your wife and all that, that's motivation to go out and find a job. And it is, but you know, it's still really difficult. I mean, I like the job that I'm at.
Yep.
But, you know, the idea of being fired and having to go out and find another job to replace my income, I do not think that my ADD would necessarily. It could, but I'm not saying it would necessarily be a plus. I think it would be more of a minus. I mean, if things were going wrong. I mean, it just depends on, you know, how I decide to act towards it.
How do you think you're blogging about these, like this blog, for example, did it help you think your way through this, basically, this situation? When I say situation, I'm talking about how sometimes ADHD is not always at fault.
Did it help me think my way through what?
Through the concept that, hey, wait a second, you know, it's not just because something happens, like in the situation of the plumber, wait a second, that's not necessarily always ADD showing up. Sometimes it's just anybody would react in that situation. Did
you
write in that blog?
I think I was writing my working on my book and you know going through my life with my ex, and it occurred to me, you know, when I was going through a lot of that stuff, you know, that this happened from time to time, and that's kind of what got me the idea of it. And I said, oh yeah, you know, I mentioned it in the book, but I mean, I said that'd probably make a decent blog article, and it was months ago that it occurred to me, and I had it written down on one of the little pieces of paper floating around my room all over my ottoman where I keep all my, you know, important notes and stuff. And I've just found it on the floor, you know, looked at it, see what it was. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So I just went ahead and wrote that article.
Interesting. Tom, I need to go to a commercial break again. For our listeners out there, go check out this blog that we're talking about in its entirety at ADHD People. Sometimes it's their fault. By checking out Tom's blog, Tom Nardone, NARDONE.net. or ADHDpeople.net, and they're linked on both sides. So if you get to one of them, you can find the other. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Tom Nardone. Tom, for our listeners out there, I've coached lots of people. Matter of fact, there's an individual I was working with yesterday that catastrophizes and everything becomes ADD and all they can do is kind of dwell on it. And before I was asking the question, like, you know, how do you discern those two and kind of separated it? And you said you don't really think about it a lot, but if you're writing the book and these blogs, I'm hearing actually that exercise is actually bringing awareness to some of these situations. And I'm wondering if in writing this stuff out, if you're actually, it's a tool that's helping you think through that. What do you think of that concept? And off, am I?
Well, I don't know how off. You're not really off. It's just, I don't, you know, I really do deal with my ADHD pretty well. I just happen to have the perfect wife, and we are both ADHD, so you know, it's like, I guess it's like the glass house and the rocks rule between each one of us. I mean, granted, she's got OCD, which is, of course, the only way our bills ever even get paid, because she takes care of that. I could, honestly, I could not tell you how this house runs. I go to work, and we don't get people showing up with eviction notices on our front door. So that's just what I know about our bills. But anyway, so she takes care of that. But and I'm in a lot of the Facebook groups, and I'm not, I don't mean this to sound condescending, but it's rare and that you know I have an issue that I struggle with that I put that out to the group, and it's not because I'm above that. If I had an issue and I needed help, I would certainly have no issue with doing that. It's just I just seem to manage it pretty well, and I don't really, when I blog, a lot of the ideas that I get are either from, but I mean, I don't really write about ADHD as a problem, hardly ever. I always write about a benefit of it or something that I think is funny about it, like laundry not getting done. And, you know, when I wrote this one thing about how, you know, I cracked the laundry code, where I came up with a really great way that you won't have to do hardly any laundry during the winter months, which I thought was a pretty good idea. I'm not saying, you know, a lot of people are going to jump on board and do it. And it was kind of satire about the thing, but it just making a point to help people you know, the challenges that people have. I want people to laugh about those things. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's not like, I mean, you're going to have problems in your life, and I don't care who you are or how much money you have. The thing is that if you cannot make everything, you know, it's like pick your battles. You know, I am 42, and as I sit up here in my man cave talking on the phone with you, I'm looking across my room, and there is stuff everywhere. And it's been that way since I've had a room, since I was a child. I am convinced that I will never be a person who comes home every day to a perfectly straight, nice, neat room that is there's mm-hmm. nothing laying around on. I am convinced that I do not have the ability to do that. So I don't really worry about it. It's not something. I have other problems that demand my attention. This is not one of them. You know, I can laugh about that. I can laugh about the fact that I'm going to work and I just took the last stitch of clothes off of a hanger or out of a plastic bag, depending on what time of the year it is. And I know that I have to do laundry that day because I will wear the last piece of clothing before I start my laundry. When I do my laundry, if you see me doing laundry, it's because I don't have another clean thing to wear. It's just always been that way. I don't believe it's going to change, and I don't worry about it. I write about the funny stuff and the thing, you know, as if it's the problems, as if they're really just not problems. I sort of make light of things, and people, that's, you know, I guess, well, that seems to help them. I mean, and truthfully, I'm glad that what I do helps people, okay? And I have written two or three articles that, you know, for the purpose of helping specific people. But I really, you know, when I sit down and start something, it's because I think it's going to be funny. And I do it to entertain. I'm glad it helps people. And I might not even have continued to do it as long as I have had it not helped people as well. But I start out trying to entertain people with the article, but I also try to make, you know, most of them helpful if they can be, at least on the ADHD People blog. The TomRoto.net is just a bunch of, you know, random thoughts.
Well, the reason I'm talking about this, Tom, is there's a lot of our listeners out here are tuned into this because they're probably inquisitive about the title. And one of the things that I really wanted to do with this show is really kind of illustrate it's not always you, which I've said multiple times through this. And I think one of the keys out there is for everybody that's out there, like, how do you get to the point in time where you see it like this and you can divorce yourself and say, wait a second, this is normal behavior, and then, okay, that's ADD that's kind of showing up. And I think many people sometimes like, you know, how do I figure that out? How do I get to that? And the one thing that I know after coaching people is there's no single answer that works for everybody. But, Tom, as I'm listening to you, humor seems to be part of this, and kind of looking at it in a different way, in a humoristic light, seems to be helpful for you. And you said, you know, you've been doing your blog and it seems to help somebody. And I don't think everybody's going to say, hey, it's the panacea. But I do think any success that you've had with your blog is that tongue-in-cheek kind of, hey, check this out type of a thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's first thought to a degree. And what I really like, you know, you have a system in your laundry. When it's the last stitch of clothing that you got, then that motivates you to do laundry. That's your system. It works for you, you know what I'm saying? It might not be everybody else's system, but to me, I'm intrigued, but I think it's pretty cool, at least for you, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's a, you know, almost every part of my life that has to do with ADHD is, you know, unless it's just something that hasn't occurred to me, it's not, you know, nothing embarrasses me about it. It's not really relevant to me how I'm looked at by the rank and file, you know, citizens of this country or the world. It's not, you know, I do what I do, and people do not have to like it. You know, I mean, I couldn't really care less. I mean, obviously, other than my wife, I'm not even interested in anyone's opinion mm-hmm. about it. I mean, it's not like it's going to change anything. I don't really see the idea of worrying about it. And I don't get mad about, you know, when people tell me it's because of this or that, which I don't get that much, but you know, I just get mad about very little, less and less. Yep. Having done the blog and having gotten the feedback that I have has really caused me to care less and less about a lot of things. You know, it used to really bother me when I read an article about, you know, someone saying, oh, ADHD is fake and this and that and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it used to really bug me, and I would want to get on there and make a comment on that site and say, hey, you know, and give them my two. I don't anymore. I just I just dismiss it and move on. It absolutely goes right over me. Like I wrote a blog about that. And that one I did write for the purpose of helping people, to help people see why there's just no reason to get angry, why it's just silly. And I thought that was one of my funnier articles that I wrote. But, you know, a lot of people, I'd get comments like, you know, Tom, that man, that's, you know, that's great. Or, hey, you know what, I guess I don't know why I get mad, you know.
Well, the one thing I want to say is that I like to fashion myself as an attention coach because I think that's really kind of what I coach. And at the end of the day, it's what you're paying attention to. And as you're describing, hey, I used to pay attention to y'all, except now I don't. The process of how you got from there to where you are today is something I'm fascinated with, but I don't want to kind of get into the show just because of some other stuff. But I do think that those that are out there, if you like tongue-in-cheek and type stuff and a little bit of humor, you may actually find the way Tom presents things might spur your thought. You might agree with him, you might disagree with him, or you might come up with a new thought as a result of reading his stuff. Like today's blog is, you know, hey, listen, it's not always ADD, and if that can get you thinking, I think that it's effective and the show's going to be effective. Tom, I because I'm always so focused on the guest, I don't really take a lot of calls or a lot of chat room, but there is a person in our chat room right now that's kind of curious. Is your book going to be similar to your blog? Is it going to be a compilation of stories and or lessons?
No,
or
that's,
what's
yeah,
the
that's
scoop
a
on
good
that?
Question. And, you know, I no, not at all. It's not at all like that. I really thought about, because I've got enough material on my blog now that I could probably do something like that, but now the book is basically just a chronological life through from the time I, as early as I can remember, in the first grade, and actually the I think at the very first article on the ADHD people on the net site is an excerpt from the book, and it's a story about me being in the first grade and some, you know, the way I was being treated and how I dealt with it. And it's mm-hmm. it's probably my most widely read story, bar none, on both sites. And so that's kind of what motivated me to do the book. I thought that it would be helpful for, you know, people who are going through the same thing, feel like they're not alone. Plus, if parents were to read it, having their kids be in ADHD, they can realize the importance of getting them treated rather than, you know, the potential for them to just wander through life the way I did with no direction and no, I mean, if I had not gotten on my medication or at least gotten treated for ADHD, I would not be here today having a conversation with you, and I can't imagine what would have ended up happening. I know who I was and what I was not capable of, and it's only through my treatment that I've been able to do the things that I do. But no, it's nothing at all like a bunch of, you know, cut up chapters of a story.
Yep.
It's my life, and I sort of narrate and explain things here and there.
And so, you know, on Attention Talk Radio, we like to do a lot of things, but one of the things is we like to pay attention, and one of the things I can tell you is that the way Tom looks at the world is unique. It might align with yours. It might be actually difficult. Some of you might find it offensive. Other people will kind of gravitate to you. But one of the things that we're here is try to help those with ADHD kind of find their way. And a lot of Tom's tools can be a blog for some of you out there. And for me, it's not so much what Tom says. It's how he says it to get you to think. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you finding your niche, your voice, your narrative, the way you particularly do it. So with that, Tom, I need to wrap things up. Any final comments before we pull this to a close?
Nothing I can think of, Jeff. But I appreciate you having me on the show and having me as your featured writer for this month. It was really a pleasure to get to know you, and just appreciate you giving me an opportunity to, you know, to talk about what I do.
Well, it's a pleasure. We like passionate people, and it comes through when we're dealing with our guests. And so we thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody out there, if you want to learn more, check out Tom and check out his blog. It's TOMNARDONE.net or ADHDpeople.net. And with that, Tom, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody, hope you have a great week. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.